It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thank you very much for joining me in the Great Outdoors Show this morning. And my guest this morning is Keith Mark, who is one of the founders of a very interesting group that's evolving called Hunter Nation. I've had Mark DeYoung on the air previously, Mark DeYoung being the former chairman of the Vista Outdoor Group, the largest supplier, manufacturer of outdoor hunting products in the country. And I was introduced to Keith through Mark DeYoung and therefore introduced to Hunter Nation. So thank you very much, Keith, for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. And can you tell us a little bit about Hunter Nation, why it exists, and what you're trying to accomplish?
Sure, Charlie. Thanks for having me. Love to. So basically, we all know that as hunters, if we shoot that big buck, we don't even tell our best friends where we shoot that buck. You know, we're pretty private people, and historically, hunters have not wanted to get involved in politics. And, you know, justifiable reasons. But if you look out across the horizon as far as the conservation groups and pro-hunting groups that are out there, they're worried about one animal or one region or one state or one core issue, but there's not really one central group that is going to bring together all hunters. And you say, well, is that really necessary? If you look out across the horizon and you see what's going on in our country today, it's really an all-out attack on traditional American values. And of course, hunting is one of the most true traditional American values that we've had since, you know, our country was started. In fact, when they decided they wanted to have a free country, they called up all the hunters out there, said, hey, bring your squirrel guns and your deer guns. And they thumped a few redcoats. And the next thing you know, we're a free nation. So what Hunter Nation is going to do is we're going to unite the hunting group into a grassroots army that is absolutely going to protect and defend our traditional American values, including hunting. So what have we done so far? Well, the Wild Turkey Federation is on our board. Safari Club International is on our board. And you mentioned Mark DeYoung. Mark DeYoung, one of the leaders in the hunting world, is the CEO of Hunter Nation. I'll tell you a little story about Mark. I mean, we all know that he ran in the biggest circles, made a lot of money, was in great demand. And when Mark heard about Hunter Nation, Mark said, well, you know, I'm very interested, but if I come on board, I'm going to need an employment contract. And so we're a grassroots brand new organization. We're sitting there thinking, oh boy, you know, and he said, I'll work for 2 years, $1.
So Hunter Nation is trying to bring together hunters from across America, if I understand it, to get behind issues that protect the right of people to hunt, but also is an advocate for hunting, opening up areas to hunt and things like that. Is that a correct summation? And then how are you trying to reach out to the millions of people who do hunt in America?
First of all, if you go to huntnation.org, you're going to see our advisory board and the people that have thrown their name behind the Hunter Nation project. You're going to see the top people in the industry, Michael Waddell, Ted Nugent, Craig Morgan, Ralph and Vicky Santarulo, Rick and Julie Kruder. On our actual board of directors is Jim Libitor, who's the CEO of Outdoor Sportsman Group. And then you look at some of the other celebrities that have lent their name for what we're doing now, this hunting sweepstakes that you'll see at HunterNation.org. And that includes Donald Trump Jr., Mark Tice, one of the 13-hour Benghazi heroes. You'll see Robert O'Neill, the kid that shot Bin Laden. And you'll see Jason Chaffetz, former congressman, Dean Heller, former senator. So we've assembled what is truly the dream team of influential people that believe that hunting should be preserved and protected. And so we're going to use all their social medias. Of course, the Outdoor Channel is a great platform to reach hunters. Hunter Nation is going to have its own show coming out in the fall called Great American Tales, which is not going to be a hunting show, but it's going to be a celebration of hunting and hunting heritage. And that's going to be really cool. Then, as we approach into 2020, we're generating right now state captains and then county lieutenants in all of the states. We're going to put out a three-pronged effort come election time, which is also going to be a great promotion for Hunter Nation. We're going to do a register to vote campaign, which is going to be live events. It's going to be all kinds of social media blitz. Then there's going to be an early voting campaign, and then, of course, a get-out-the-vote. You know, just imagine a bunch of rednecks driving four-wheel drive pickups, driving each other to the polls on election day. We could be a strong voice for traditional American values if we can just get hunters engaged, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, obviously, lots of hunters live in urban areas as well. And how do you engage them in what is an onslaught of closing down areas for people to be able to hunt?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head, and one of the top issues in the hunting world is access. And if you recently saw in a bipartisan effort, the president signed a land management bill. And some of the best parts of that land management bill is to provide greater access to public-owned lands for hunting. In this bill, it specifically makes it harder for future administrations that may not favor the outdoor shooting and hunting sports like the current administration does to prohibit access to these lands. So access is critical, and, you know, obviously, if we can work through the Department of the Interior and U.S. Fish and Wildlife on the national level, that's important. But Hunter Nation wants to be involved not only at the national level but state and local levels, and that's why we are going to rely heavily on our state captains and then the county lieutenants to make sure we're aware of issues in states and local areas. Think about this, Charlie. The deer hunters down in Alabama really don't care about what's going on with the elk population in Idaho with the wolf reintroduction up there. Not that they don't care, it just doesn't directly affect them, and that's kind of the way we've segmented ourselves as humans. Well, it should impact the people in Alabama. They may want to go out there and hunt, but more importantly, what we're seeing is a attack on hunting and the hunting lifestyle. One of the ways the antis want to do it is they want to put up all of these regulations that make it more difficult for hunters that want to be law-abiding to comply with the law. Like, who would have ever thought in the state of Idaho you can't hunt with a lighted knock? In the state of Idaho or western states where you can't use trail cameras, or some states where you can't bait, and it goes on, and so it becomes very difficult for people to comply with these burdensome regulations. And then what they're doing is they're trying to make it more difficult to recruit younger hunters. I don't know if you saw it, but in New Jersey, they recently proposed a bill in the New Jersey legislature that would raise the age to be able to trap in the state of New Jersey to 18. And these are the same people that think it's okay to vote at 16, but you're not intelligent enough or responsible enough to trap. So if you look at the overall picture of what's going on in the country with these attacks on hunting, it should matter to the hunters in Alabama if hunters are being wrong in Idaho. And we could give this example all across the country. And so what really our job is to simply inform hunters, and they're smart enough to understand, and I'm very confident we're going to get them to rally around the flag.
So we're going to take a quick break. We are visiting with Keith Mark, who is one of the founders of Hunter Nation, which is a nonprofit group that is trying to reach sportsmen and women across America to make them aware of issues that are impacting the future of hunting. Keith, if you hang on for just a moment, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. And I'd like to ask you, when we come back, what some of the other conservation organizations are doing to help support you, and how those people listening, if they want to become involved, how they can do so. You are listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. We'll be right back, but first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. and the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Chicago. We are visiting this morning with Keith Mark, who is one of the founders of Hunter Nation. And before we took the break there, Keith, you were talking a little bit about how sportsmen love to, and women love to go in the woods, but they're not necessarily happy to tell you where they go. And we are in a general term, we tend to leave our politics and our business aside when we go out hunting, and that's our time to enjoy the outdoors. And so as a result of that, we have been, as hunters, as sportsmen and women, we have been relatively ineffective politically. And so Hunter Nation is an effort to try to change that. One of the ways I've got to ask you is, you mentioned you've got some support from the Wild Turkey Federation, and you've got support from Safari Club International, and I know you're a brand new group, but how do you bring together the conservation organizations, the Ducks Unlimited, the Delta Waterfowl, the Pheasants Forever, who very seldom work together. And yet their success is entirely dependent on having people who want to go hunting and fishing. So how do you bring those people together to get behind Hunter Nation?
Well, therein lies the challenge. And obviously, if you take a look at the NRA, which we're not going to compete with the NRA in any stretch or form, but I mean, use that as an example. The NRA was founded before the Second Amendment was directly under attack. Imagine now if you had the varying groups, whether it was ARs or extended magazines or high capacity this or so on and so forth, if each of those groups were segmented trying to protect the Second Amendment, it would be impossible. It wouldn't happen. It would be crushed. That it would be over in a day. Well, the only reason we're still hunting in America is the anti's approach. We're deep enough on the depth chart right now that they haven't got to us. There's other traditional American values like taking God out of school, God out of politics, and so on and so forth. That we are deep enough down there right now, they haven't got to us, but they're on the way. And they're making the overtures in these states. There's anti-hunting legislation all over the country, more so this year. And if you go to hunternation.org, we have a piece coming out on that. So what we have to do is we just have to inform the Delta Waterfowl, the Ducks Unlimited, and so on and so forth, all these groups that are doing a fantastic job in their own area of conservation, to realize that all of their efforts will be lost in one generation if we don't band together to protect all of it. The ducks have to combine with the turkeys, that combine with the Africa hunters, that combine with the elk hunters, that combine with the deer and the pheasant, the quail, and so on. The old adage, strength in numbers, is certainly true. One of the things that we're going to do, Charlie, this summer is we're going to do an outdoor summit. We're going to invite the heads of all of these groups, the top 100 industry leaders, and that's from manufacturers, retail, conservation groups, hunting groups, politicians, large donors to conservative causes, to try to bring them all together. We're doing some wonderful things, like we mentioned earlier, the groups that have already come on board. I've got some others that are about ready to announce. Can't mention it right now because it's not formal. But I think in today's age, these groups and hunters in general are realizing that our lifestyle is under attack. All you have to do is look at the number of hunters, how that's declined. And I mentioned it earlier, that the left continuously throws up roadblocks to prevent access to public land and to places to hunt, to make regulations more difficult to hunt, to prevent us from recruiting young hunters. And I'm just confident, Charlie, that if we get this information out, the hunting world is going to jump behind this. If you think about this, It is the hunting gene that is really the warrior's gene. If it wasn't for hunters, I mean, I've listened to Robert O'Neill talk about the story of killing bin Laden, and he readily says that he didn't learn how to shoot in the military. He learned how to shoot in the elk woods with his dad and his grandfather. Mark Geis, one of the Benghazi heroes, grew up in Colorado hunting, and I've heard him say, hey, I didn't learn how to shoot in the Marines. I learned how to shoot hunting with my dad. And this is a common theme all the way back to Audie Murphy, one of the most decorated war heroes in World War II. Big hunters going in. So, you know, and it's often said that Japan didn't invade the mainland because they were afraid of our hunting population that was all armed. So, you know, I think when hunters hear the call, they're going to do exactly like they did when they went to the Bridge at Concord. They're going to rally behind the flag, and we're going to defend traditional American values, and most importantly, our hunting lifestyle. It's going to happen, Charlie.
Well, Hunter Nation, one last, we've got 30 seconds left. So how does someone get in touch with Hunter Nation?
So go to HunterNation.org, and you're going to see a number of things. One, you're going to see how you can just join the organization. We're not looking for a lot of money. The cheapest membership, $10. Hey, and if you go there, you're going to see there are still 25 hunt sweepstakes that are available to sign up. So you could go on a hunt with Donald Trump Jr. You may come up to the Yukon at My McMillan River Adventures, or you might get to hunt with Mark Geist. You might hunt with Robert O'Neill or Ted Nugent. All of these people have donated a hunt to HunterNation.org for a $10 sweepstakes chance. You're a member automatically, and you still can go on one of these amazing once-in-a-lifetime hunts. But, Charlie, it's HunterNation.org. Get on there, see what we're all about. Join the grassroots army. We're really the fastest-growing outdoor hunting sportsman organization in the country. HunterNation.org.
Well, thank you, Keith, Mark, very, very much for being with me. HunterNation.org. We'll certainly watch your progress, and thank you for telling our listeners this morning what you're all about. You've been listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.